It was bad news, in my opinion, that Texas fans were able to through a big enough fit on the field that refs eventually looked at and then overturned a call. They got the call right. I want to be clear there. It was not pass interference. It should have been an interception. It should have been the call that they eventually changed it to. You should not let drunk college students bully you into changing a call. That is a bad idea.
Yeah, so real quick, basically, yeah, there was a play in which there was a ball that was intercepted. They return it for a touchdown, does Texas. They go nuts. They were not playing well before that. And big momentum swing, all of that. They rule DPI. Everybody freaks out. It was a terrible call. Meanwhile, students throw water bottles and other things onto the field. Sark, the head coach of Texas, is running over there, telling them to calm down. While this is all going on, it's delayed. I don't know, 5 minutes or so, guys, the game?
About, yeah.
And then the SEC officials are huddling up, and they're talking, and all of a sudden, they're like, after further review, there is no defensive pass interference. It is a touchdown. Like, wait. Yes, it was the right call, but you cannot have 5 or 7 minutes of delay because the students caused the delay. And then you had the SEC come down and say, hey, by the way, you guys screwed that call up. You might want to correct that thing. Now, it didn't change the game necessarily in terms of the result. Georgia was the better team throughout that entire game and deserved the win. But that is dangerous. Like, if you're a student section, especially in the SEC, there's a controversial call later in the year.
Now you can throw a fit.
Might as well delay it a little bit. See if there's a chance.
Why not try?
Delay it.
Maybe they'll
look at the video board for another 5 minutes or whatever. Because if there is no water bottles thrown on the field, they do not reverse that call.
I think you treat this the way that they've done for other sports, including college basketball, which is it's a penalty. You throw a fit, you delay the game, it's 15 yards for your team. You better either figure this out or we are going to punish your team for it. We've seen this before. They've talked about it with court storming or other things like punish them. The SEC has penalties for horns. Remember they had a penalty in the Big 12 for horns down for a minute? Like, oh, we're going to penalize the fans do horns down? Like, come on. Just punish them. It's pretty simple. Punish the fans, punish the team for the fans' decision. And I know you could say, Whoa. The team had nothing to do with it. Well, get your fans in check. The thing. It's on your job to educate the fan base to not throw a hissy fit.
There was a tweet going around. I don't know if this is a real thing, but it was reported. It was rumored to be something where if their fans or their tickets basically got revoked for the rest of the season. If they found out that they
threw trash in the field?
If you could identify who it was, their tickets were revoked.
Good luck identifying.
For
but
the entire
maybe
season.
Through AI or something.
Well, apparently,
I guess
there were some people who have gotten text messages like, hey, your tickets have been revoked. Like you're not going to games.
Hey,
I don't know if that's true or not, but I think you're right. I think it happens one more time because now we've seen the throw, the trash thrown on the field thing. A golf ball was thrown at Lane Kiffin, all that other stuff.
I
think for this reason, we see it happen one more time. You shouldn't fall into the trap of all of that anyways. If you make the call, I feel like with the way that the college football world is, because in the NFL you can have the league officer or whatever say, hey, by the way, replay assistance gives you this. They don't have that in college. So for that, it was literally, as you said, gold, because they delayed it 5 minutes. The refs probably looked at the scoreboard and were like, dang, we really missed that call up, wanted to correct it. You can't fall into that trap, I don't think. You got to just keep it the same as what you call, because that's an unreviewable play.
Yeah, I'm glad. I mean, look, I have no issue with them revoking the tickets of people that were throwing water balls on the field.
Oh, no.
We all know, like, at Arrowhead, we all know they basically got in the mind of an official, Carl Cheffers, a couple years ago. Nobody was throwing anything on the field.
Booed.
They just booed him, and it forced him to be flustered.
There's no foul on the play for blocking the back.
Timeout. That audio never gets old. There's no foul. He sounds like he's just near deer.
There's no foul on the play for blocking the back. Timeout.
Anytime that I see him,
hey,
I'm waiting for that version of him to come out again if he's getting booed.
That's how you do it, by the way. You don't throw crap on the field. That's stupid. But that was a bizarre. I had never seen like a 7 minute delay and then reverse a pass interference call like that. I've never seen that before.
Nope.
That was crazy. And then Georgia ended up winning anyway.
Do you think Texas and Oklahoma already hate being in the SEC?
Texas doesn't. They were just number one in the country. Texas is fine. Oklahoma is who's going to potentially be the Nebraska of the SEC.
This was a welcome to the SEC week for them, though.
Yeah, I think Oklahoma has a chance to be the Nebraska of the SEC, as in what Nebraska's been
that's
in the Big
not
Ten.
A good thing.
And it's not a good thing.
Well, that's definitely an insult.
Yeah, Texas is fine. They were number one in the country. They just lost to a very good Georgia team. I don't think you should be worried about Texas necessarily. Between, we'll see with Quinn Ewers how things progress. If not, they have Arch Manning, right?
They play Vandy this weekend.
So. Putting in Arch Manning late in that game, just adding more fuel to your problem. Putting him in when they put him in just adds a whole nother complexity to that issue.